off for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to take a serious topic, in fact, because we're going to talk about the death penalty in Switzerland. Or rather, when was it abolished? But first, Dario, why are we talking about this now?
Well, you know, last week an execution in the United States made headlines. For the first time ever, a death row inmate was put to death by nitrogen asphyxiation, an act that was criticized around the world as particularly cruel and inhumane, and it is this story that made me want to talk about the death penalty in Switzerland, and as you said, really it's the abolition of it.
Right, okay, so because Switzerland, I mean, doesn't have capital punishment, it no longer exists in this country, but actually, on paper, it wasn't that long ago that it did.
Yes, well, it disappeared from the Swiss civil criminal law in 1942 already, so during the Second World War. However, it remained in a military criminal law until 1992, so just a little over 30 years ago, for offenses such as treason, aiding the enemy, murder, and pillaging.
Okay, I think it's just worth pointing out at this point, Switzerland abolishing the death penalty for civil cases in 1942, that was quite early when you look at the rest of Europe. I believe the UK was in the 60s. Anyway, we'll move on. But as you say, it was in the military criminal law until 1992. But actually, it wasn't ever used under that context, was it?
Well, it was, but it wasn't as late as the 90s that it was still used. The last ever execution in Switzerland took place in 1944. That was during the Second World War, when 17 members of the Swiss Army were sentenced to death for treason, and they were shot. The last civilian execution took place 4 years earlier in 1940 in Sarnen, in the canton of Obwalden in central Switzerland. In that case, it was a man from Zurich who was beheaded for a triple murder that he had committed.
Okay, so then you're looking at, as you described earlier on, the types of execution that was happening in the United States. So they were looking at Switzerland, it was shooting or a beheading.
Yes.
Which was the way it was done in Switzerland when they had it. But as you said, though, since 1992, the death penalty no longer exists anywhere now in the military or civil code.
Yes, and since the year 2000, the federal constitution is very explicit about it too. In its Article 10, Paragraph 1, it says every person has the right to life. The death penalty is prohibited.
Okay, that's pretty clear, isn't it, really? But that hasn't stopped some from wanting to bring it back.
Yes, remember, Switzerland is also the country of direct democracy, and so it might not be that big of a surprise that several popular initiatives were launched in the past to reintroduce capital punishment. One in 1985, that one wanted to introduce it for drug dealers, and one in 2010 who wanted it back for persons who commit murder in combination with rape.
Okay, now those initiatives, though, didn't get anywhere near to passing.
No, there weren't even votes held, so no popular votes on the matter, because both times the citizens' committees who launched the initiatives weren't able to collect enough signatures to actually bring about a vote. They also didn't get support by any political party, and the outrage about their proposals in civil society and the political arena was resounding both times, so no, they had not a chance at all at getting passed. So I think it is now solidly rooted in Swiss culture not to have this and not to reintroduce the death penalty anytime soon.
Okay, right, Dario, many thanks for that. So that was Dario there with a Swiss Up. If you'd like to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do so on our website, which of course is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.